Monster in the Labyrinth. Long, long ago in Greece, there lived a brave young prince called Theseus. His father was King Aegeus, and he ruled the beautiful city of Athens. One day, when Theseus was down by the harbor, he saw a crowd of people, all weeping. 7 young men and 7 maidens were being taken aboard a black-sailed ship, their hands tied together with cords. "Who are all these people in the quay?" Theseus asked a sailor. "Oh, they're the families of the 14 victims to be sacrificed. You see the 7 young men and the 7 maidens? They're being sent to Crete. Poor souls. How I pity them. Why? What will happen to them?" "Bless you, boy, don't you know? They are to be fed to the terrible Minotaur that lives in the labyrinth." Theseus had heard of the Minotaur, the hideous monster with the body of a giant man and the head of a bull. It had deadly horns, enormous teeth, and lived in a vast maze in the cellars of the palace on Crete, devouring human beings. So many were the passages of the labyrinth that no one who entered could ever find their way out. Theseus rushed back to his father's palace. "Father," he cried, "I have just seen 14 young Athenians being taken aboard ship bound for Crete. Why must we send them to be sacrificed to that terrible beast, the Minotaur?"
"Because, my son, long ago there was a war between Athens and Crete. Athens was defeated, and ever since then we have had to send a tribute to Crete every 7 years, a tribute of human sacrifices. If we do not send these 7 young men and 7 maidens to be fed to the Minotaur, the king of Crete will start the war again, and many of our people will die."
"But what if the Minotaur was killed?"
"No one has ever come out of the labyrinth alive. Either the Minotaur kills them, or they are lost forever in the maze." Theseus ran back to the harbor, down to the ship with the black sails, to where the young men and maidens were waiting. Their families and friends were still weeping on the dockside.
"People of Athens," he shouted, "do not weep, for I am going to Crete to slay the Minotaur."
And with these words, Theseus boarded the ship and set sail for Crete. After many days at sea, they arrived at the beautiful island of Crete. High on a cliff stood the magnificent marble palace of King Minos. His soldiers led the young men and maidens up the cliff path. Inside the palace, everything was painted gold and silver. The rooms were full of the richest furniture, with fighting bulls and leaping dolphins painted on every wall. In the great hall, King Minos sat on a golden throne. He had a long white beard and wore silk robes.
"I expected only 14. Why does King Aegeus send 15?
Theseus stepped forward.
"I am Prince Theseus, son of King Aegeus. I have come to slay the Minotaur and free my people from this terrible debt."
"Brave words," said the king with an evil smile. "Since you are so keen to meet our monster, you can be the first man to enter the labyrinth tomorrow."
In a corner of the great hall stood the lovely Princess Ariadne. When she saw Theseus, she fell in love with him at once. "I must help this brave and handsome young man," she thought. That night, she crept to his room.
"Prince Theseus," she whispered, "I cannot help you slay the Minotaur, but I can help you escape from the labyrinth. You must accept my help or you will die.
Gladly, princess, replied Theseus.
Then take this sword and this ball of thread and hide them under your robe. When you enter the maze, tie the end of the thread to the door and unwind it as you go through the dark corridors. It's your only hope of finding your way out once you've killed the Minotaur. I will wait for you at the door. You must take me with you back to Athens. My father will kill me if he discovers I have helped you to escape.
Of course I will, princess, said Theseus gently, for I already love you. At dawn the next day, the king's soldiers led Theseus down to the labyrinth. When the door closed behind him, he was plunged into darkness. Taking the ball of thread out from under his robe, Theseus tied one end to the door. He could feel the steep walls of rock on either side of him. Slowly, he made his way down the narrow path, uncoiling the thread as he went. Further on, a little light crept down through the palace floor, and he could see heaps of skulls and bones on the ground. Then he heard a terrible roar echoing through the passages. The dreadful sound came nearer and nearer. Theseus could feel the thud of the monster's feet coming towards him. Suddenly, the hideous creature leapt at him, bellowing and roaring. But the prince sprang aside, clinging to the rock. Again, the beast lunged at him, and this time Theseus struck him a mighty blow on the chest. The Minotaur fell back, stunned, and Theseus grabbed hold of its huge, sharp horns. With all his might, he held the beast down. The Minotaur roared again, gnashing its enormous teeth. Theseus swiftly drew his sword and thrust it three times into the Minotaur's heart. The beast roared once more and then lay still. In the darkness, Theseus fumbled for the dropped reel of thread. He found it and then followed it hand over hand through the dark, winding corridors of the labyrinth. At last, he reached the door where Ariadne was standing. Seeing Theseus spotted with blood, she rushed up to him and embraced him passionately. We must hurry, or my father's guards will find us. Then Ariadne led Theseus to where their ship lay anchored. There, waiting for them, were the seven youths and seven maidens. And as the sun rose, they set sail for Athens.